Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetahwebs.com. And now, here is your host, Hill.
Good morning, family! I am here, I am back, and we are doing it. Good morning, my Cheap Cheetah family. How are you? I know it's been a minute. Actually, it's been about a month. I have missed you so much, and I am hoping everyone is doing so well in their financial endeavors, and I hope they're keeping on their steps to become financially free. I am back, so we are ready to rock and roll when it comes to saving, making, and having fun with money. I am so happy to be back with you, and there's so much going on, and we will talk about it throughout the course of the months to come. But right now, it is 9:31 in the morning. It's October 5th. Can you believe it? And it's cloudy, overcast in New York City. It's just cold. We're getting cold weather. But we don't care what kind of weather it is. We are here, we are family, and we're here to talk about a whole bunch of stuff today. But before we do that, for the new people who just tuned in and just coming on to be a part of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show family, let me welcome you. I thank my listeners online, and I thank my archivers. And for those who like to call in for money stories, you can, the call-in number is 347-202-0166. If you like to call in, tell me about your saving, making, and having fun with money stories. Also, we have a permanent home, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show on Facebook. YouTube, we have a Cheap Cheetah channel. You can visit us on YouTube. The website, you can always visit. Let's share what's going on in your life when it comes to saving, making, and having fun with money. I welcome everyone. Free e-books. Frugal Living in 30 Minutes or Less. I have a free ebook, and Holiday Savings the Cheap Cheetah Way. Also, you can email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com for the ebook, and you can also email me for the ebook. You can also visit my Facebook page, and I will definitely be putting out a blast of how to get the free Holiday Savings the Cheap Cheetah Way ebook and Frugal Living 30 Minutes or Less. Free ebook, because right now holiday savings, because the holidays is coming up, so it's good to know how to save some money, folks, because we're all about savings. Also, if you visit my website, you can, there's books for purchase, the Cheap Cheetah Tip Jar, the Best of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, and my real estate diary. You can find all the great Cheap Cheetah books on Smashwords, Amazon, Kindle, and Creatorspace. If you have a topic or subject that you would like for me to talk about, or you yourself would like to come on the show to talk about, by all means, come on and let's talk about ways we've saved, made, or have had fun with money. Because we're living a frugal/cheapskate life, and there's nothing wrong with that. I love my lifestyle. I love my cheapskate lifestyle, and I love saving money. You know, it gives me a special kind of thrill. So let's talk about it. Also, you know, the holidays are coming up. If you are looking for any kind of collectible toy or from back in the day, remember back in the day when you had the G.I. Joes, the Barbies, the trains and everything like that? With the holidays coming, if you're looking for that special something, for that special someone in the toy collectible old newspapers, then hit us up at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com, and I can tell you the best place to get collectible toys, newspapers, trains, all that good stuff. And on that note, seven lessons that we're learning from wealthy people. And I'm not talking about these quick hit rich people with the basketball players, the football players who sign contracts for $20, $30 million, $80 million, or these singers, or I'm not talking about quick rich people, lotto winners that win money all of a sudden and then they start spending extravagant. No, I'm talking about old world money. I'm talking about Rockefeller money. I'm talking about Bill Gates money. I'm talking about Warren Buffett money. I'm talking about money, people who've worked their behind off, created wealth, and kept, you know, passing the wealth down onto generations. I'm not talking about get-rich-quick wealth. I'm talking about serious holding-my-money wealth. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to talk about lessons we learned from them. One, money equals freedom. While money can't buy freedom, having enough money not only to meet your basic needs like food and shelter, it gives you the freedom to choose what you want to do with the rest of your life. And that is ding, 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 so true. When you have money, you have choices. When you know you have enough money for your basic needs, your food, your shelter, your clothing, your transportation, and then that's covered. At least say that's covered for a couple of years, and then you have extra money on top of that. That gives you a chance to say, well, okay, do I want to continue working the rest of my life, or do I want to continue working this job the rest of my life, or do I want to go volunteer and do something else? Or it allows me to go and do what I love at a pay cut because I'm not a slave to my job. See what I'm saying? So that is number one. If you're tired of your boss, or you're getting stressed out, because a lot of people at their jobs have to go to jobs to pay their bills, okay? Then the boss is an a-hole, or the transportation's too much, or the people you're dealing with are crazies. So you're like, I can't do this, but I can't stop doing it because I need the money. But if you establish yourself and start building your wealth, and start making sacrifices, because with wealth comes a lot of sacrifice, then you could say, okay, I'm here for a time. I'm going to tune everybody out. I'm going to do what I got to do in order so I can get the heck out of here, or in order for me to not have all these health issues because these people are stressing me the hell out. You know what I mean? My boss is, I just want to kill them at one point. You know, I mean, we've all been like that. So it's like, all right, it's time to go, because you can't let a job kill you. You got to find other ways to do it, and that's one way. Money equals freedom, and I tell you that all the time. Number two, look for investments every day. The rich always think about tomorrow. That is why they are always up on what's coming out, what new investments, what new opportunities. They never stop looking for somewhere to invest their money. They never stop listening. They always look for the newest trends, and I'm not talking fashion trends either. I'm talking about stuff that generates more money, because these trends become investment opportunities. And I understand what they're saying. And what they're basically saying is you always look for stuff. You're not going to find your next investment or your next income opportunity watching Survivor or watching Big Brother or watching Empire, or you know what I'm saying? No. You're going to watch CNN News. You're going to watch anything dealing about investments. You're going to watch biographies about the Rockefellers and all the great people who've actually came from nothing and built great wealth. You're going to read books that encourage and inspire you, okay, to do great things in life. And one of the great things is accumulate money for your freedom. So you're going to always look for opportunities, okay? You're going to read about stock markets. You're going to read about businesses that's coming up that are good investments. You're going to read, like, so much stuff. You're going to put the pleasure aside and get down into the gritty, because it's a learning moment. I was reading, actually, no, I saw a program, which this was really interesting. Oh, I think it was on CNN. It was called Something Millionaires. It was called Blue Collar Millionaires. I don't know if you ever seen that program. I'm just going to tell it to you real quick. Blue-collar millionaires is people who do the dirtiest jobs or the craziest jobs and make a lot of money doing it. Like, you got a guy who has a pest control business. Like, he goes in and clears out all the pests, like the roaches and the bed bugs and all that. He has a pest control business, and he's ran that business for quite a long time. Now, because it's a nasty business to be in, but the business makes money. So he's a blue-collar millionaire because he's made a lot of money in his business. You have another guy who is a waste. He comes and cleans out all the toxic wastes from your house or companies and everything like that. If it's very toxic or just a lot of cleanup, he cleans up a lot of companies and corporations, like oil spills and all that. He specializes in that. He started out real small, and now, again, he's a millionaire. So people who work hard at even if you start your own business, you do what you got to do, and, you know, you have that strong work ethic, and you get out there and you kill it. Then you do you. I just thought that if you could have a chance to see Blue Collar Millionaire, they're very interesting little stories about how people start and everything like that and how they make their millions. They're not glamorous jobs, but they do the job, get the job done, and a lot of money follows behind that. Number three, stay away from complex investments like hedge funds, mortgage-backed securities. These types of investments present a number of problems that include not having any control over risk involved. When you invest in stuff, you have to make sure that you have control over how your money is going and where it's going to and the risk involved in it. Because a lot of people go into all these kind of investments, don't know what they're doing, and they lose a lot of money behind it. So before you invest, read, interview, and know what the heck you're investing in. Number four, not spending is the same as not making money. You make sacrifices when it comes to spending money. For example, looking for bigger, better deals and try to get more bang for your buck. If you have, say, Christmas X amount of dollars or $500 and you spend $200, invest to $300, which is good. Flying needs to go somewhere to see how cheap you can get your tickets to your destination. Basically, they're saying a lot of millionaires are cheapskates, okay? They try to get more bang for their buck, and that's what I always tell you here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Get more bang for your buck. If something is $200 that you want to buy, see if you can find it for $50 or $100. You know what I'm saying? Half, and that's what they're saying here. With the holidays coming up, if you have a $500 spending limit, you said, okay, I have $500 on for Christmas, for holiday, for everything for the holiday, don't spend the $500. Spend $200 on everything you need, and invested $300. It doesn't get any simpler than that, folks. You have to find ways to invest your money, and you have to find ways to look for money opportunities and to spend your money smartly, okay? If, again, a perfect example, if you're flying somewhere and you know you have to be there, always look for better deals. A lot of times airlines give you good deals on airfare, like $40 if you fly from here to wherever. There's nothing wrong with asking people, what's your best offer? What's your best deal? And if you don't like it, walk away. This is your money. You work hard for it. Don't just give it away. Make people earn the money that you're giving them by giving you good deals. Number five, invest and appreciating assets. Don't waste money on clothing, jewelry, expensive food, cars. Invest in things that will make money. Cars don't make money. Jewelry, depending on what you buy, it may have a good resale value. That depends. Clothing, no. There's no resale value in clothing. Shoes, there's no resale value in shoes. Fancy gardens and things that are unnecessary, there's no resale value in expensive trips. There's experiences when you go to expensive trips. You have the experience, but you can have the same experience going on maybe a smaller, less expensive trip. Invest your money in stuff that makes you money. Real estate, stocks, owning your own business. You have to invest thinking that I'm investing this money to make money. I'm not investing this money to lose money. I'm investing in myself. Good investment is going back to school. If you want to be a real estate broker, if you want to be a teacher, or if you want to be a doctor, you're investing in yourself. You know what I'm saying? That those are good investments because in the long run, the outcome will be very positive. You will get what you put into it, okay, as far as education, as far as the business. You know, you will get exactly the money you invest, and then you'll probably get three times that amount. So invest in opportunities, assets, good assets. Keep some of your money liquid, like in CDs and stuff, because I always preach to you, you do need emergency fund. Now, depending on your household situation, that would be depending on how much emergency fund you're comfortable with. I say at least have $5,000 in somewhere sitting aside just in case your car breaks down. You have to have some kind of medical procedure where maybe your employer doesn't cover it, or you have to go out of town for emergency or whatever. I say at least have $5,000. I'd like for you to have more, but the minimum is $5,000 because you never know when emergency is going to come up, where you need a plumbing job or, you know, a fence fell down, whatever. You know, life happens, and you need the money. So, yes, have some kind of emergency money set aside. Make sure your bills are all paid out. Credit card bills are a killer. They're like somebody choking you to death. So pay up all your credit card bills. Because if you have all these bills lingering, then that's money you could have been using to invest in something that will make you money. Credit cards don't make you money. They take your money. Okay? So pay up all your credit cards and don't charge anything. Become a cash-only society where you're just paying for stuff in cash. And if you don't have it, then you don't buy it. You know what I mean? So become a cash society. I do cash, okay? Yes, have one credit card for emergencies. Like if you need airline tickets or whatever, yes, you need that one credit card, but you don't need to use it. Use it only if you really have to. And then make sure when the bill comes, you have the money to pay it. That's all I'm saying. I'm only working with cash. Become a cash society only. Because when you keep paying them credit card debt, who is it going to? How are you benefiting from paying off all these credit cards? I mean, I want you to pay them down, don't use them again, but what did you buy that you brought you in money? You know what I'm saying? Did you buy stock with your credit cards? Did you buy a home with your credit cards? Did you buy maybe a piece of jewelry that eventually down the line will make you money? Did you buy art with your credit card that eventually down the line will make money? No, you bought stuff that half the time you probably don't even remember what you bought because it's gone already. Or you ate it. Or you enjoyed, you went out and spent whatever. That's not making you money. We're here to make money, folks. So think about what I've said. Six, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about seven things that we learn from wealthy people. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Diversify your money. It's important to have a diversified portfolio. That includes a variety of stocks, bonds, mutual funds, rentals, and some collectibles. For example, you wouldn't invest your money in four different food companies. You would invest in one, and the rest be invested in oil, retail, tech companies. If one fails, the other will protect you. Okay. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, and we all know this, but I totally agree with him. You have to spread it out, okay? If you have $100 and I'm just using this for example, if you have $100, 25 goes in stocks, 25 goes in bonds, 25 goes towards real estate, and 25 goes in so-called collectibles. And he's talking about collectibles like paintings and jewelry that you know will appreciate through the years, okay, that when you go to sell it, you'll get three times what you pay for it. So we're talking those kind of collectibles. antique cars where you bought it for dirt cheap, but when you sell it, you're going to get 3 to 4 times what you paid for it. Those kind of collectibles. So you're diversifying, because if the collectible market is down, then your bond market may be up. Or if your bond market is down, your stocks may be up. Or if your bond and stock market's down, maybe your rental and collectible market's up. See where I'm going with that? So if you diversify, everything kind of balances each other out. So when one is down, somebody's got to be up. It's very, very, very rare when everything is down. And if that's the case, don't panic, because it'll come back up. So you have a balance. It's like a seesaw. You go up, down, but you have the balance. So it covers you. And that was just the example I was using. But you can't. You got to diversify. Number 7, net worth is not self-worth. Money cannot buy love, happiness, health, eternal life, friends. You have to have self-worth, okay? Do you think you have to be your own person? You have to know who you are, and money can't buy a whole lot of things that you think it can, okay? Who do you think has more self-worth, an isolated man with $1 billion in the bank, or a man with a wife, friends, and family that he spends quality time with? Okay, any volunteers? Who do you think has more self-worth? So what they're saying is that money can't buy everything. Money does give you freedom, but you have to have self-worth too, okay? Like I said, you have people running around here with billions of dollars, but are they happy? You know what I'm saying? You have to find your even balance of having enough money to do what you want to do, but then being happy at the same time. Because we've read, you've had millionaires and billionaires who are miserable, okay? And that's not the kind of life you want to lead. You want to have a balance. You want to have good friends. You want to have family that you love and care about. You want to have life experiences. And you want to be able to just sit back and say, you know what? I don't feel like doing this today. And because I've worked so hard and busted my behind, I have choices to do what I want to do with the rest of my life. Maybe you want to volunteer. A lot of times I read people go overseas and they live overseas and they volunteer and they do world cruises and all that. They're living their life and they're enjoying every moment of it, and that's what I want you to do. I want you to be in a position where you can enjoy your life and do what you want to do and have life experiences without worrying about, oh, God, is my rent getting paid? Oh, God, am I going to this boss that's stressing me the hell out? Oh, God, you know what I'm saying? Can I pay my cable this week? Do I have to run to the payday loan because I don't have enough, my check is not covering all my bills because I charged up God knows what? You know what I'm saying? I want you to be able to sit back and say, you know what? I'm going to do my little business. I got a couple of dollars coming in. I got rental income coming in because I made sound investments. My stocks are doing okay. Everything's right with the world. Everything is right with the world. That's where I want you to be. Get up every morning, thank you, thank God, and just have a smile on your face because you are right. Because you worked and sacrificed and did what you had to do, and you made the right money moves. Okay. Those are lessons that we've learned from millionaires. To go over them real quick, because we don't have that much time. 1, money equals freedom. 2, look for investments every day. 3, stay away from complex investments. 4, not spending is the same as not making money. 5, invest in opportunity assets. 6, don't put all your eggs in one basket. And 7, net worth is not self-worth. I love every single one of them, and I'm sure you do too. Next week, we are talking money in the news for October. Yay, you know us. I always like money in the news, and I want to tell you real quick now, and I'll probably tell you next week. If you're looking for a holiday job, right now is the time to go out, because a lot of stores are hiring for Christmas help. So if you need that little extra job, because we all do, you can go to Macy's, JCPenney, Sears, Walmart. You know what I'm saying? They are hiring so many people for the coming Christmas, because I guess they expect a lot of people to spend a lot of money. So instead of you spending it, be on the other end of it and get you a check. Because we all need an extra couple of dollars when it comes to, you know, the holidays, to invest, to do something very constructive, pay down our bills with. So look into a holiday job. I was reading, it was like Macy's nationwide is hiring like 48,000 people, and Sears is another 50,000 nationwide. So, you know, get out there and do you. I know you're saying, well, you know, I do a full-time job and I do my own little part-time business. That's all well and fine, but we're talking maybe 7-8 weeks of a holiday job. If you could squeeze that in, that's good. I mean, if you can't, that's good too, but I just want you to know that the holiday jobs are plentiful this year. So that's what I always like to tell you about. Also, folks, let me do my commercial for my sponsor. I've been so wrapped up in you. Hold on. A word from our sponsor.
This message is for independent recording artists. Is your music career at a standstill? If so, let Access to a Rising Artist promotion get it moving again and take it to the next level. We can assist you with building your brand through online radio promotion, social media marketing, and website development. And if you don't know what direction to go, get an opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation session to get you started in the creative aspect of developing a strategy on going forward with your music career. Get back on your music journey again and visit us online for a host of new opportunities that will put you in the spotlight at www.accesstoarisingartist.com, the ultimate platform for a rising artist to shine.
Thank you for my sponsor, Access to a Rising Artist, and you too can have your commercial played on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Just let me know. Email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com, and we will discuss sponsoring and putting a commercial out there for all my listeners to hear. Also, folks, I want to again remind you that because the holidays are coming up and we were just talking about money, I am offering you Holiday Savings, a Cheap Cheetah Way ebook. It is free. Just email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com, and I will definitely send you a free ebook. Just put in the body free ebook, free holiday ebook. Also, you can find out more information about the book on my Facebook page at the Cheap Cheetah Money Show on Facebook. Also, I want you to join. Become a part of the Cheap Cheetah family. Let me know what's going on in your life when it comes to saving, making, and having fun with money. Because with family, I always share because I love you, and I want you to be financially free. So let's, you know, we've been together for like 8 years now. That's a long time, right? And I loved every minute of it. So let's talk about what's going on. And if you don't want to talk about money, we're going to talk about life in general. It doesn't always have to be money. I'll open the forum up for you, the floor, to find out what it is that you're interested in talking about. Because it's not always just me. We're in this together. I'm with you trying to get my bills down, trying to do what I got to do so I can have financial freedom too. So it's not just you. We're in this together. So on that note, keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. I love you. I appreciate you. And I will see you next Monday on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Have a great week, folks. And as I always tell you, save that money.